Conquest Consciousness, the ultimate frontier. Get ready to raise your vibrational frequency and live from your heart. Your host, Jacqueline Conquest, Eagle Wolfheart, MA, LMHC, CCH, metaphysician, transpersonal psychotherapist and hypnotherapist, researcher in consciousness and psychic phenomena, will enlighten and transform your thinking as she brings you her own profound metaphysical understandings and exciting guests on the cutting edge of heart expansion and the timely evolution in consciousness. Live call-in readings open the door for energy clearing, dreams, communication with angels, loved ones crossed over, metaphysics, and UFOs. Listen and wake up to your own knowingness and living with pure joy.
Well, welcome. You're listening to Conquest Consciousness, the Ultimate Frontier. Get ready to raise your vibrational frequency and live from your heart. And I am your host, Jacqueline Conquest, and we're coming out of the beautiful Bellevue studios of KKNW 1150 AM Alternative Talk. And hello, Eric.
Good afternoon, Jackie, and happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. It is a happy day today. I'm so excited, Eric, because we're going to have Ted Marr, one of our awesome show hosts on Out of This World tomorrow. By the way, listeners, if you haven't caught his show, it's from 2 to 4 every Friday, and it is amazing. And also, we're going to have Scott Lemriel on, and he wrote the series Agenda. And we're going to bring them both on after the first break around 12:15, and we're going to talk about Ted's Galactic Wisdom Conference he has coming up. And the show today, in interviewing both of these galactic members, if you will, in human form, I'm calling the show today Benevolent Galactic Forces United. And that's based on a dream, which I will share pretty soon. But in the meantime, I want to catch up on some things. So listeners, if you're the first time listener and you just tuned into the show, my show is about energy healing, dreams, interpreting dreams, learning how to get the messages from your higher self, and then being able to interpret those messages so you can live your life in the present moment, live from your heart, and make your dreams come true. I also do the energy work, and once a month, my granddaughters, Michaela Rudd, who's a very advanced psychic energy healer, she and my granddaughter Alicia, and Alicia too, she's all of 12, going on 9,000 years old, very old souls, the Indigo, the Crystalline, the Rainbow Children, and so they're on once a month. So I know Kayla will be on next month, and depending on where Alicia's school schedule's at, we'll play it by ear. So they're upcoming guests, and I'm really excited, Eric, because tomorrow also I'm going to be a guest on Manson Mitchell, Gary and Suzanne show, which is an awesome show, listeners. If you haven't caught that one, it's every Friday from 10 to 11, and on Saturdays from 10, I think it goes 2 hours. Is that right, Eric?
That's right, yes.
Yes. And then also, then following Thursday, March 5th, I'm going to be interviewing them. And then on March 19th, I'm going to be interviewing Susan Belanda. And she's written some fantastic books of animals that have been our war heroes, if you will, like in World War One. I think it's called Fur and Feathers of Pigeons, Saving Fleets of Aircraft Carriers. I mean, it's amazing stories, and dogs, war dogs. So I'm really thrilled about that. And then I also want to give a shout out for Rave, like you pointed out last week, Eric, making sure I pronounced the V. Rave is my webmaster. He does an amazing job. And I really appreciate his energy and his time and his beautiful understanding of things. So the first three listeners or anyone that signs up with him for him to build a website or however, you know, you need help with him, I am offering a free half hour session. So you can find Rave if you go to my website, JacquelineConquestMystic.com. Then you'll see his advertisement there. It's a visual webs, and it's right on the always on the side, the right column. And also, I am blogging finally, which I'm so excited about, and I'm getting some great feedback and comments. So I'd encourage listeners to read the blogs and share your beautiful understandings of things. I think it's beautiful. I also, on my website, you'll notice at the top of the page, there's a donate button. And the donate button is for not only this radio show, but also for my horse rescue that I have. And they're always needing, you know, either grain, hay, coats with the weather, you know, something. So this show is greatly appreciated if one feels from their heart that they'd like to donate. And also, if you do, I'm very happy to do like an energy exchange, to do a reading for you or a dream interpretation. So I want to talk a little bit about my dream that I had, and I feel it was a prelude to this interview that we're going to have with Ted Marr and Scott Limriel, and then we're going to go to break. How's that sound, Eric?
Sounds good to me. I'm interested in hearing about this dream.
Okay.
How could it tie into this galactic conference?
Yes. Well, you know, I love the dreams. And, you know, Eric, I'm always, and listeners, I'm always talking about pay attention to your dreams and the messages you get from your dreams. So this was, I don't know, several weeks ago, I think it was like a Sunday morning, and I'd fallen back to sleep before I had to, you know, get out and take care of the rescue horses and whatnot. And anyway, I fell back to sleep and I had this dream. And the dream was, I felt like I was like in a skyscraper. It felt like a big city like New York. And I was on like, you know, maybe the 30th floor of this skyscraper. And it was like a big, huge executive office. And there was this gigantic window. I was sitting against the wall where the door was, where you enter the office. And as I was sitting there, way on the other side of this executive office that I was in, was a client I was having a session with. And behind him was this gigantic, like a bay window.
So you have work dreams too?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Just like the rest
Thank
of
you.
Us.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yes. And so the client I was working with, he wanted me to help him to raise his kundalini and to awaken and to heal. So as I'm talking to him about that and explaining to him the process that we are about to work with in the therapy process, all of a sudden, I see this huge, and remember, Eric, when I had done the interview with Gerard Artisan, he wrote our Space Brothers Are Here to Help Us. Remember that a few weeks back?
Sure.
Well, he did, his first book was on, oh goodness, how can I forget his name? It's Flying Saucers Have Landed, and anyway, it was on George Obdansky, who had this incredible experience of flying in UFOs and seeing the future and where we come from and our galactic families, which Scott Limriel is also going to bring forth this information. He's kind of had the same experience. So anyway, one of the photographs of that UFO that George Obdansky took That exact UFO was in my dream. It bellied up, and how under the belly of it's massive. Under the belly, there's like these bulbous, it looks like light bulbs, and there was like about three of them. So all of a sudden, the spaceship comes up, you know, toward the window, and I'm just like, oh, and really excited, and I run to the window, and I was so excited, Eric and listeners, I couldn't even talk. I was like, bub, bub, bub. And what was interesting is while I was doing that, my cats were sleeping around me. And when I woke from the dream, they're all looking at me like, what the heck just happened to you? So I feel that the message here, Eric and listeners, from my dream was a premonition of what we're about to talk about, with not only the message that Gerard Artisan brought forth, George Obdansky, Scott Limriel, Ted Marr's experiences, my experiences, and it goes on and on and on, because we are really preparing those of us that know that our galactic, there are benevolent galactic families that we are, our heritage is connected to. We are the DNA together. It's not a stranger at all. We know that they're good. So I'm really excited, because I feel like this great conference that Ted Marr's pulled together is going to, you know, umbrella this and many others upon the planet. So how does that sound? Does that make sense, Eric?
Absolutely. Sorry for the delayed response there. I was just making sure our music was ready to go for when we take the break.
Oh, groovy. Okay, cool.
Enjoy
all right.
What you were talking about, though.
Thank you. Okay. Well, do you have any, like, anything resonate with you about, like, if you saw a UFO fly up to, you know, we have that beautiful window. Listeners, I'm actually from home Skyping it. So if a UFO right now, Eric, came and bellied up and, you know, was right there, what? How would you feel?
That would be pretty startling.
I love it. Okay, so you're kind of getting the drift.
Yeah.
And what's amazing about that, one more piece that's really significant here, listeners, is back in 2000, when I had been given messages about, you know, our galactic families coming from another planet, and my rational mind could not wrap around it. And even when I communicate, and often it's in trance or they come to me in my dream state, when I communicate with them, I had this incredible dream. I won't go into it now, obviously, but the striking experience in that dream, well, it was kind of like a dream. I was actually awake. I thought a spaceship had actually landed on the house I was in, and this was in 2009. And it was right on the heels of reading Aliens Among Us by Ruth Montgomery. Excellent book, by the way. Excellent. Anyway, so there's a shaking. The roof of the house was shaking and shaking and shaking. And at first I didn't know, is a plane going to land and crash on this house? What's going on? So long and short of it was, finally it stopped shaking. And I had this flash of seeing an alien gray peeking in the window. And I told the alien gray, I said, don't you dare. If you're there, do not dare show your face, because my feeble human mind would not be able to wrap around it. I would probably go into a state of psychosis. So don't do it. So the leap of that experience in 2009 to my dream now, where I'm excited, I have no fears. I've gone through this amazing process of cleansing all the brainwashing and the beliefs that have suppressed and not suppressed, but have duped me into thinking there are enemies, and beware when they're not. So there you go. All right. So without further ado, why don't we go to break? And then when we come back, listeners, and we should have Ted Marr and Scott Limriel on board our spaceship today.
Everybody stay tuned for more Conquest Consciousness here on Alternative Talk 1150. Yeah.
difficulties making decisions, battling self-doubt, stressed, anxious, stuck, or you just can't seem to take charge of your life? Let Jacqueline Conquest, MA, LMHC, CCH, psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, with over 30 years professional private practice, help you get instant results. Relief, joy, and excitement are just a phone call away. Jacqueline is running a special this month, 50% off for new clients exclusive to phone sessions. Please call 206-303-9482, 206-303-9482, or visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com.
Conquest Consciousness is looking for sponsors and advertisers that are eco-friendly and serving to bring more health and great vitality with their products or services. Please call 206-303-9482. That's 206-303-9482.
Sometimes it seems like our animals need a miracle. If your animal friend needs a miracle, go to NellsHealingMinistry.com. Our testimonial page is full of real-life miracles. That's N-E-L-S HealingMinistry.com. Or call 425-238-2668 and tell your friends too. You could save an animal's life. That's 425-238-2668.
VisualWebs.com is a local website design company and has been helping businesses grow since 2008. Conquest Consciousness says VisualWebs.com is absolutely amazing. Let VisualWebs.com take care of your business website. We specialize in website development and online marketing. Call us at 425-336-0069 or visit us at visualwebs.com. That's VisualWebz.com. And don't forget to mention you heard about them on KKNW and Conquest Consciousness.
Hello, friends. This is Ted Marr. I have a radio show called Out of This World in Seattle. I broadcast on KKNW on 1150 AM. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday afternoons. I try to bring the most interesting people in the world, the best psychics, UFO folks, and metaphysicians on the program, and I know you really enjoy listening to it. I'm also having what I call a Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 6, 7, and 8 in Gig Harbor, Washington. If you'd like to go, it'll be a chance to meet some of the world's most famous psychics and most interesting and famous UFO contactees, including Scott Lemriel from California, Emmanuel Eiter, a Hollywood film director, Susan Shumsky from New York, Lois Berman. For more information, please see our website at galacticwisdomconference.com. And don't forget to join me every Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for Out of This World Radio here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Welcome back, listeners. Oh, Eric, you are such a master at choosing the most correct song. I love it.
That's Katy Perry's E.T. So
what... I love it. Yeah, I know. And I'm just like, just move in here. And now we're going to move with Scott Lemriel. Listeners is on the line. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so thrilled to have you on board. And then Ted will probably be joining us. And I'd like to read your bio first before we go on to talking. How's that?
That's just fine, of course.
All right. So listeners, Scott Lemriel is a direct experience hidden truth researcher who is passionate about revealing to others what he has discovered and is continuing to discover regarding purposefully hidden truth on Earth and on an interdimensional galactic scale. Lemriel was originally inspired to write the series Agenda during wondrous contacts with the ambassador from the most highly advanced, benevolent human extraterrestrial race known as the series. Wow. For the experiential benefit of the readers. It is entirely based upon many awarenesses, expanding events that occurred throughout this lifetime concerning extraterrestrials and master teachers that continue to this day. Eventually, these events revealed a most ancient, hidden galactic history of Earth and our solar system, and something new that is destined to entirely transform planet Earth. Hallelujah. These ongoing events help to confirm the depth of purposefully hidden truth he was uncovering through direct experience, in contrast to relying only upon belief and theory. That is excellent, Scott. And one more thing, you know, what I've been doing lately, Scott, when I'm interviewing folks is I'll pray. My mother was an incredibly brilliant woman, very advanced, and was a master teacher for me and still is. I feel her presence. Anyway, she taught me a long time ago that when I have a question about something I can, or needing to know something, to hold a book and then ask a question. So I did that with yours today, the series agenda. And the page I went to was page number 240. And Scott, what was interesting, because my rational mind was kind of having doubts, which our rational mind does, right? And what was amazing, my eyes landed on, quote, "You speak the truth."
That's funny.
I know. And I would take the time to read the rest of this, which I think is compelling and so right on, and really deeply addresses the insidious enslavement that our consciousness has been under for such a long, long time in our galactic history, if you will. And but now, with no further ado, what my question is for you, and if, I'd encourage you listeners to get the book, is this one part here. Eventually, these events revealed a most ancient, hidden galactic history of Earth and our solar system, and something new that is destined to entirely transform planet Earth. So what is it that is new and is going to transform our planet Earth, Scott?
That's something that goes into an event that took place in what we call, what is called the higher dimensions, above what most Buddhists know of as the void. A creation that was, I'd say, brought into being recently, it only works one way, and it's woven in a special vibratory word known as HU, H-U. Which I talk about in the book. It should be in the glossary of characters and terms. I don't know if it's in your book, the one you have, Jackie. I think I gave that to you when we met.
Right.
But it is in the third edition, and there'll be a lot more in the fourth edition coming out in May. But on radio shows like this and in personal presentations at what I call international hidden truth disclosure seminars, which involves UFOs and extraterrestrials and other areas, I do disclose for people and share with people and demonstrate for people how to access purposefully hidden truth in a safe manner. This ray, which is woven into this vibratory word, cannot be penetrated by anything negative, any negative being or negative technologies. It comes with a certain protection. This is something people, it's important, I mean, for my part, that people experience this for themselves. That's the whole point of the work that I do. And it was first presented, what this does, to the most benevolent ancient race, human race actually, several billion years old. They're very tall, 18 to 25 feet. They're not from Earth. A long time ago, they seeded human and humanoid life and other types of forms of sentient beings that became spacefaring races, and nurtured them, including they created much of the mammalian and plant life that's on many world systems in the Milky Way galaxy, our galaxy, and our neighbor galaxy, Andromeda, and a few others. And then they vanished. In other words, they just left everybody on their own to fend for themselves. I first met this Ambassador Terrellian, which is his name, from the Sayres, when I was beginning to write. I didn't know where I was going with this book. I'd written some books before this. The Parallel Time Trilogy was written prior to the Sayres Agenda, and that first book will also be published in May with the fourth edition of the Sayres Agenda. Anyway, I got introduced to him t- telepathically at first because I've been used to doing this my whole lifetime in communicating with beings elsewhere and in traveling out of my body consciously and exploring other realities, other planets, parallel dimensions, higher planes. This is something I've been doing for 35 years through the Hue, by the way. And I started to write this book. And the book really is a kind of a prototype, kind of a channel for this new ray. It's not my ray. It's the Sarah's agenda is not my agenda. I want to make that clear. This comes from benevolent, advanced beings from way out of town off planet Earth. And this ray was presented to the Sarah's race, which greatly changed their consciousness or elevated them, or already extremely elevated, so that they were motivated with a fiery passion, you might say, to come back into revealing themselves to what's called in the book the Galactic Interdimensional Alliance of Free Worlds, to 5,000 council members on a planet near the center of the galactic core of this galaxy. And that greatly uplifted them. What this ray did to the Sarah's is motivate them to come back and take a kind of a supervisory hand over the younger races that have, as you know, played with this experiment we called evil to disastrous results for many, many millions of years. And so they first contacted this Galactic Alliance and greatly uplifted them to get over this, I would say, a reluctance to intervene in the affairs of any planetary system like ours. Because they don't like to interfere in things or the free will of people. But here's the thing. When they became aware that the people on planet Earth had been purposefully, their higher faculties had purposely been shut down through a sophisticated misuse of extraterrestrial technology, which implants terrorizing images in the subconscious or the electromagnetic field of people, when they realized that people on Earth don't really have the free will they think they have, they couldn't just leave it alone because people really aren't able to access some of their higher normal faculties to make the right decision about changing this world. So the world would be headed towards self-destruction otherwise. And during the writing of the book, of course, I became more and more familiar with this race and who they are, and began to recall I had contacts with them long ago in galactic history and had that repressed in me as well. And so this all started there. And as far as your question about what was revealed about an ancient hidden history of Earth and our solar system, this goes back, and here's the kicker, this goes back 50 million years to the point after which dinosaurs were extinct. And when you go deeper into this, I found out that human beings never evolved on this planet originally. They didn't come from monkeys and become the prototypical Neanderthal and then human beings, etc. And they didn't evolve out of the amoebas in the prehistoric ocean and then grow to be fish and so forth and so on. This is theory anyway. They were all brought here. All human beings on Earth originated on other world systems. And over this long period of history that is occluded from people's recall that they should have, people came from other world systems. Human beings evolved out in the galaxy several billion years ago. They didn't originate here. So this is where this work began. And so I went through 35 years of training just to get ready to put this book out and then get on radio and personal presentations to present to people what this is.
Mm. You know, it's so interesting because we all have our own microscopic experience from our own awareness of our own trancing from the darkness on the planet that has enslaved us. And as we've gone through that process of cleansing and awakening, you know, through meditation and other processes, you know, it's interesting because it's almost like what you described, Scott, is I believe on you know, on different levels, of course, human consciousness and we as a mass consciousness are going through collectively. And what is you know, really fascinating is that now that we've shifted since 2012 into more of the fourth dimension of the heart chakra and the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now the consciousness is ready to accept this information. I mean, it's so exciting and such a mind blower, because it wasn't that long ago when, people would be scoffed at. And of course, there's still the, skeptics and those that want to stay stuck in the 3D, and so be it, no problem with that. Good luck to them, but because we really are creating our parallel universes. Something that just you had mentioned about the ray, and that the Sirius race was elevated by using the ray, and that they realized the Sirius race. They realized that we have been held hostage insidiously. Because we have not been able to access that knowingness. Well, you didn't say this part, but that's what I'm kind of grappling and weaving in, yes, the things that I understand. Mm-hmm. We hadn't been able to access our own knowingness, where many of us are waking up and realizing, I mean, it's literally like we have been living in the Matrix.
Quite literally.
So there's such an incredible revolution that is happening in this awakening. And I'm aware that we've got Ted on hold. And so I want to finish this part up and then go to break, and then we'll bring Ted on. But what I'm really compelled with is a fact that, and I want to ask you, is, given that the implants were put there to enslave us and to keep us dumbed down and forget where we came from, be disconnected to our higher self, the light, are there things that are like triggers that continue to enslave us? Like one huge piece that comes to me is the propaganda and the news and the negativity, yeah, that mm-hmm. just feels like it is this kind of arching Nazi thinking.
Well,
that,
the way that they work that is through the satellite system. So this really all ramped up after World War II. That's another history we can get into, maybe when Ted's on the phone. But all those things that are done through the news, which were after World War II, most of the major news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, were bought up by the military-industrial complex combination or corporations. This is a fact of record. So they began to control the media outlets after that, which went along with the National Security Act to cover up anything that the more elite people on Earth knew about extraterrestrials, because they started having contacts. Presidents of this country, first two in particular, was Truman and then Eisenhower. And so after World War II, they wanted to classify this. 35 countries collectively agreed to this. And that was being inspired by a tyrant off-world race. So this rabbit hole goes a lot deeper. And the media outlets and so forth are used to keep stimulated or active the implants in the subconscious. Now, what they are is artificially created terrorizing images of torture and death and all this kind of stuff. They're not real, but they're holographic in nature. So they use a low-frequency carrier wave and just stick it into people's electromagnetic field, electromagnetic field around your body, what people call the aura, where when you begin to try to explore the depth of what's hidden behind this subconscious, to find out who you really are and what you really know in this universe that you already knew, then the terrorizing images, this program plays on the nervous system, but with sound and sight occluded, so you just feel it. So mm-hmm. it drives people generally away from looking into those areas. And then as you wisely pointed out, people are beginning to experience an awakening around the planet in many areas. Because mm-hmm. down deep, each Atma, what people call soul off-planet, has the ability and always had the ability to command or control anything that's of a negative nature. But they don't believe this anymore. They believe that there's a power outside of them that's so great that they can't defeat it or work against it. But this isn't actually true.
Right.
When people begin to wake up more to what this is, they begin to have a strength over the implants that are there, and they begin to go deeper, and the you really helps them do that, this you, this vibratory word. It's not native to this planet. It was brought here millions of years ago from another world in our system and then from out in the galaxy and kept sacred by certain master teachers here. Now it's becoming something that is going out into the world in a universal way for all people. Doesn't matter what religion or faith they're in or anything else. It will work the same for everyone. And it has a certain protection that goes with it to begin to help a person prepare for the day when all the implants not only are removed from their subconscious, but the subconscious mind itself. Because on other world systems, normal human beings do not have a subconscious mind. This is important to know.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense because I love the work of Bashar, and he talks about that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him, but go ahead.
Anyway, the point is that Bashar talks about his world, and Daryl Anka actually channels Bashar. Daryl Anka is Bashar. Bashar is Daryl Anka, about 300 years of our earthly human existence into the future. So essentially, they made an agreement that in this lifetime, the human Daryl Anka would channel his future self, Bashar, and help to raise the consciousness, which I believe you're doing. I'm doing, Ted's doing,
right.
Everybody's doing. We've come
That's
back
right. yeah.
and
yeah.
time and have contract to go, hey, guess what, everybody, wake up, you know. So I'm aware of our time, and I just want us to go to break, and then when we come back, we'll get Ted on board, and then I'd like you to talk a little bit more about the hue, because it sounds like the hue is an instant way to access a method or a vibration for releasing.
Connection. Yeah, it makes
okay,
an
perfect.
Connection.
Right. Perfect. Excellent. Okay, listeners, so hang on and we'll be right back. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Conquest Consciousness. Scott Lemriel is on board the spaceship today, and Ted Marr is going to be joining us, and Ted's also going to talk about his awesome Galactic Wisdom Conference that's coming to Seattle, and that will be this March.
Sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart, 'cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars.
Needing some inspiration, motivation, more creative flow, or want to remove blocks to unleash your full potential and manifest abundance in your life? Whether it's a new business venture, discovering your life's purpose, or attracting your soulmate, let Jacqueline Conquest, psychotherapist and hypnotherapist with over 30 years professional private practice, help you get instant results. Relief, joy, and excitement are just a phone call away. Jacqueline is running a special this month, 50% off on phone sessions for new clients. Call 206-303-9482. That's 206-303-9482. And visit JacquelineConquestMystic.com for more information.
Conquest Consciousness is looking for sponsors and advertisers that are eco-friendly and serving to bring more health and great vitality with their products or services. Please call 206-303-9482. That's 206-303-9482.
Hello, friends. This is Ted Marr. I have a radio show called Out of This World in Seattle. I broadcast on KKNW on 1150 AM from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday afternoons. I try to bring the most interesting people in the world, the best psychics, UFO folks, and metaphysicians on the program, and I know you really enjoy listening to it. I'm also having what I call a Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 6, 7, and 8 in Gig Harbor, Washington. If you'd like to go, it'll be a chance to meet some of the world's most famous psychics and most interesting and famous UFO contactees, including Scott Lemriel from California, Emmanuel Eiter, a Hollywood film director, Susan Shumsky from New York, Lois Berman. For more information, please see our website at galacticwisdomconference.com. And don't forget to join me every Friday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for Out of This World Radio here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Yeah. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to Conquest Consciousness, and we've got Scott Lemriel, who's actually going to be a presenter at the Galactic Wisdom Conference coming up real quick. And we've got Ted Marr on board, who is the fabulous host of Out of This World. And Ted has gotten the conference together. So hello, Ted. Welcome on board our spaceship today.
Thank you, Jackie, and nice to have you here too, Scott.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's always fun to rock and roll with you, Ted, and get going, ramp things up a little bit.
Yeah, and by the way, Eric, you've got me rocking and rolling a lot today with the music you're choosing. Thanks. I need that physical wake up. And there's Kundalini right there. So I think there's, you know, it's interesting, Ted, you were saying you were listening to the show. And I think there's a real connection in that dream that I had of the client that I was going to teach how to raise his Kundalini. And mm-hmm. I was in a big, huge skyscraper. And with dream interpretation, skyscrapers represent male energy. So I think there's a powerful correlation to raising Kundalini, awakening, and this hue that Scott is going to tell us a little bit more about. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And if I may, I just wanted to tell your listeners, Jackie, a little bit about the conference we're having at the end of next week. It's called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. It'll be held March 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the beautiful Inn at Gig Harbor. If you'd like to stay there, they have discounted rooms for you. Their phone number, direct phone number, is area code 253-858-1111. That's 253-858-1111. And the conference itself is only about 10 minutes from Tacoma or 40 minutes from downtown Seattle. So it's fairly close. It's easy to get to. It starts in the afternoon of March 6th. And Scott will be giving his workshop, actually, I believe, on Saturday, March 7th. And I've tried to make it, tried to bring the best and most interesting people in the world with regard to UFO and psychic activities. Not only Scott's going to be there, but Lois Berman, who's flying in from Boston. Lois is a wonderful psychic. I think she's one of the best in the United States, actually. And she's got her own radio and television psychic programs in the Boston area. Jerry Wills, a wonderful spiritual healer, will be coming up from Arizona. Jerry's an incredible guy. He said that he's told me that he came here when he was 5 years old from a star system called Tau Theta. And when you stand next to Jerry, most people have to look up because he's about 7 feet tall. And he's quite tall. He's quite tall, but a wonderful guy. The other person we're having on is Phoenix Redhawk, who I hope to have on my show tomorrow. She's a wonderful shamanic healer. She's also a pet psychic as well. So if you've got questions about your pets or anything and like to talk to them, whether they're living or passed on, she can help you do that. Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yasu Nimoto of the Moto Peace Project are flying in from Japan to make a special appearance. The late Dr. Masaru Emoto was a wonderful guy. He still is a wonderful guy. I talked to him quite a bit on the other side as a psychic. He passed away, unfortunately, last October, but his wonderful work carries on with Michiko and Dr. Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project. Also, Susan Shumsky will be there. She's the world's authorities on chakras and auras, coming in from New York City. By Skype, we'll be having Gordana Bernat, who is Europe's most famous inspirational thought leader. Gordana is one of the most positive people I've ever met. And if you're ever having a down day or you need some uplifting, just talk to Gordana. She'll lift you up.
Wonderful.
You up. And we also have Rob Potter, a wonderful radio show host and UFO contactee. He'll be coming. And then we've got some wonderful local psychics too. Teresa Carroll, wonderful lady. I don't know if you know Teresa, but she's an excellent psychic and a wonderful healer. And we've got some other people coming in. Rachel and Robert Zink coming in from Portland, wonderful healer. So it's a conference of people who are, you know, if you're interested in healing, learning more about the cosmos, what's out there, you know, we'll have some top people there. Also, too, if you're familiar with Todd Rolston, he's a wonderful guy. He does a lot of metaphysical work in creating various beautiful crystalline objects to, for example, to enhance your psychic powers, to, for example, protect your auras, all kinds of things. Todd's a wonderful guy. He'll be there. And anyway, Jackie, I hope you all can come. For more information, please call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339, or you can just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or we've got a website too at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And then I broadcast, of course, on Out of This World Radio at KKNW from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. On Fridays, which I'll be broadcasting tomorrow.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. So then, Scott, then with the Hue, where is the connection of the Kundalini in that?
Well, the Kundalini, as you know, runs up and down the physical spine, but the twin artery, I don't know what you call them, because along the spine, they're energetic centers. And the Hue, really, it only does one thing. It safely connects you, the being, or the Atma, or soul, to the center of your being, and then plugs you in through the pineal gland in the center of the brain. And here's the thing about the pineal gland in the center of the brain that people don't want people to know about on Earth.
I'm listening.
It's full of liquid. It's got rods and cones in it, like your physical eyes, and it's connected to the optic nerve. It's in the center of your brain. Those rods and cones, though, are tuned to precise frequencies and locations in the multidimensional universe. So if you can suppress in people the ability to be aware of what that gland does, because it's where you go when you get in and out of your body at night when your body's in a trance state called sleep, so it secretes melatonin and serotonin, puts your body in a trance state to keep it sleeping, to keep it breathing, keep the blood circulating, heart pumping while you're out. Now, if you can cloud that up or make that liquid in it cloudy, and you try to plug into this, people have a problem accessing hidden truth directly. But the Hue will connect them, the pure part of themselves, into the source of what off-world people call prime creator, or the supreme being, or the source behind and supporting all life. And it's in a reaction with you. This omnipresent living energy force that underlies everything begins to work with the individual to safely provide them a way to explore what has been taken from them, and I mean that literally, without their consent or awareness on this planet. Mm. And this goes back in galactic history, where certain genomes on the DNA were shut down or turned off intentionally by other races that brought humans here in small pockets. And the Hue, when you do it, begins to vibrate the head upward only. It doesn't deal with the lower chakras at all. The Om that came out of India, when you do it out loud like Om, well, it vibrates the throat and chest area. The Hue vibrates the pineal gland only, the upper chakra, and opens a door. So it's a vibratory thing you can do with your vocal cords or in your imagination silently by yourself or even in a crowd of people. And you begin to have this intuitive awakening at first, and then a more knowing certainty on the experiences you're having. It begins to wake up the higher faculties. And if you wish, I can demonstrate how people can do this and suggest for them a best way to go about experiencing these hidden truths for themselves in this safe way.
Please. And so essentially, and I want you to demonstrate in a moment, but what I want to ask you just to clarify. So what you're saying is that when you practice the Hue, then this vibratory, what I see is like you, like a a vibration, then it opens up the pineal gland in order to remember, to awaken us, to remember who we are, and to be freed of the implants.
It does a lot more than that. It connects you to those beings off this planet and other world systems, very advanced, benevolent, loving, masterful beings, and in other dimensions that are master teachers, who hear this when you do it, because they practice it themselves, and get this, to keep from ever acquiring a subconscious mind. So they will tune into this, and the situation, circumstances, and events that will eventually unfold in your life, you'll cross paths with these experiences and these beings who can help you, because they've never been part of this trap. and they have the expertise and the technology to reverse all that's been done to people here. And it begins to, it's like sending out an SOS. It says, I'm here, I'm ready, come and find me, let's work together in the dream state at night when I'm out of my body, and then let's cross paths physically. So this is where this begins, through the hue.
Gotcha. So it's kind of like I see the Titanic going down and you've got your life raft, and so that you can make that connection. So then practicing the hue, it sounds like it is, and like you said, what's really important here, listeners, because I can feel kind of resistance from some that are listening, and the key is here is the word is benevolent.
Yes, and it's only, it does not and cannot, and here's the thing, the hue cannot open anyone up to anything in what I call the psychic planes. This is nothing about psychics, or good or bad. This is just, it doesn't open them up to anything in the dual current system, Maya, good and bad,
yes,
evil and good.
Right,
it
right.
doesn't. It bypasses that and actually plugs the person into the planes above the void while you're here on Earth. And it starts to unravel all this from that perspective. Kind of back engineers this whole thing.
Love it. So it's really, it's really.
It doesn't matter what people believe, what path they're on, psychically, spiritually, metaphysically, what religion they're in. It doesn't matter on what planet they're on, because it does the same for all atoms or all beings. It came into existence at the beginning of creation. It's just like a safeguard, a fail safe.
Jackie.
So it's the oneness.
Scott, pardon me for interrupting my friends, but I wanted to interject a little story for your listeners, if I may.
You're going to have to be really quick because we want to do the humor. Almost out of time, so
interject
quickly.
Just real quick. Sometimes when you talk to people out there about extraterrestrials or other dimensions, other issues, they have this blank stare in their face, like they're not listening. They're hearing you, but they're not registering, and that's the effect of the electrical magnetic implants,
that's
I think.
Correct.
And
yeah,
they're blocking that information from coming in. But this hue does open it up. So that's all I wanted to say. Go ahead, Scott and Jackie.
Yeah, it's done like this. When you get comfortable in a chair or lying on your back somewhere where you won't be disturbed for 10 or 15 minutes, preferably at the same time during the day, or at night before you go to bed, just pick a tone that's comfortable for your vocal cords and send out this sound. And you'll experience this for yourself, where it vibrates you, how it works with the head upward. And you'll experience an uplifted, warm energy. Anyway, it sounds like this. You... It works whether you use vocal cords or not. And there is a protection that comes along with this. When you do it, say, at night before bed, you pause a little bit between each you just to look and listen at what may be happening. People may see different lights, see visions from other worlds, or hear sounds, what they call the music of the spheres. And it'll tune them into where they are exploring in the other worlds. If you do it for 10 or 15 minutes, say, do 3 or 4 or 5 views, and then pause and send out this particular statement. Here it is. Safely show me purposefully hidden truth on a grand cosmic multidimensional scale and the much greater knowing of the expansive love within it. It's like saying something to this source that you want the whole thing back. You want your whole self back. You want to wake up. And then that protection and those beings begin to interact with you in your life in a safe, benevolent manner. And at the end, people will all experience this. There's a phenomena that happens. When you're doing the hue for a period of time, you'll just come to a stop. It just happens. Then you go to bed without giving it a second thought and tell yourself before sleep, I will remember more in the morning when I awaken in my body about where I've gone and what I've done while traveling in the multidimensional universe. Just tell yourself you'll remember more every day, and this will set up a connection for that to happen.
Beautiful. And Ted, you've been practicing the hue, right?
I sure have, yes.
Just, in about a minute, tell us what your experience is? Because I haven't really practiced it yet, but I'm really intrigued.
Well, I've used it for spiritual enlightenment. I've also practiced the Hue in dealing with situations which help me need resolution and need assistance on. I've had a tremendous amount of work on the conference, and I often been using the Hue in arranging things that make sure the flights go well for my speakers coming in from all over the world, to dealing with all kinds of issues. And
beautiful.
And it's nice to have that help.
Thank you. Yes, and I just want to say real quick, because we're almost out of our time here, that when I was just practicing the Hue, I noticed that I could feel the vibration in my upper chakras, and like you had mentioned, Scott, the pineal gland. So really the Hue, it sounds like it's really accessing directly oneness, understanding where there is no duality, that it is all oneness, that we are all of the oneness of love and light, and realizing we are all connected to all of the universes.
Absolutely. And well, the side benefit is to get you above and beyond revenge, hatred, and anger, frustration, because you begin to realize that these tyrant beings off-world and hidden behind the scenes in a classified system on this planet are not in control of what they're doing. And they haven't been for some time. And when you really realize that's true, then you cut them some slack, because this kind of transformation is coming for everyone.
Isn't it thrilling? And we're in that process. So I want to thank both of you, awesome, 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 divine galactic gentlemen, for joining us today. And remember, folks, to catch Ted's show and the Galactic Conference, and Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell will be on next Thursday. And I want to thank everybody, and thank our awesome Eric.